This morning on WCHL, residents at Gateway Village have been voicing frustrations over delays in receiving their utility subsidies. Community leaders in Pittsburgh are rallying together to help out a family after they suffered a major loss in early March. And UNC settled the lawsuit with learning specialist Mary Willingham for $335,000. WCHL has confirmed. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports, it's not only the UNC men's team that will be trying to make a run in the NCAA tournament. Hall of Fame coach Sylvia Hatchell's team got an at-large bid and was placed at a number 4 seed in the Greensboro region after the tournament bracket was announced on Monday afternoon. And
come on, coach, give us some credit for helping to toughen up your team.
That's this morning at our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
52 degrees this morning, 607 WCHL, the beginning of another nice day, and even warmer than we thought, even warmer than yesterday. Partly sunny today, high today in the low 80s. Are you ready for that? Tonight we're looking at mostly clear skies, much cooler though, with a low in the middle 30s and some strong winds. And then tomorrow, our high only in the 50s, so a big change on the way. It's going to get warm, and it's going to get cooler, and if you don't like our weather, just stick around. It'll change by tomorrow, and that's literally true. Residents at Gateway Village have been voicing frustrations over delays in receiving their utility subsidies. WCHL's Blake Hodge has more on the story.
Gateway Village is a publicly supported Section 8 development in Hillsboro, and residents at the apartments voiced concern to WCHL last Friday that they had not received their utility subsidy checks, even as their bills came due or were even past due. Michael Harley is a resident at Gateway Village.
Property manager said have not gave an indication of why the checks were late. Gateway, the management is saying that it's falling behind, not showing too much regard in manner of the residents and their interests by getting the funds out of them, saying so they don't have to pay late fees and they can meet the bills and take care of their needs or whatever it may be.
The Housing and Urban Development Handbook puts forward requirements of property owners in these situations. And Jeffrey Green is the Executive Director of Residents Service Programs at Preservation Management, who owns Gateway Village. Green says that they complied with all regulations.
The requirement is that the utility subsidy payments are to be provided to residents within 5 business days after we receive those payments from the federal government, and that was done in this case.
Now, the conflict seems to be in the fact that residents didn't know that the checks would be delayed this month. These payments are typically received by the property owner by the 3rd day of each month and then turned into the hands of the residents by the 8th day of the month. But in March, residents didn't receive their checks until the 14th, which was on Saturday. Green says that the delay must have stemmed from the federal government sending checks out to property owners.
It must have been a slight delay and for whatever reason, but what I confirmed with our people here was that the payments were made within 5 days of when funds were received here.
Residents of Gateway Village say that it is not the fact that the checks were late that's so bothersome. They say that they were given no warning that the checks would be late so that they would have been able to plan for the delay and make other arrangements to continue making their payments on time.
That's a fair point and probably something that we could do better, and we're actually having that discussion.
Harley did have one request for the management of Gateway Village.
We hope them saying that the issues that we have saying to be dealt with and we'd be respected. That's that simple.
Now, Green told WCHL that the discussion over how to alert residents that their checks would be delayed was being held on Monday afternoon. And he also said that he would follow up with WCHL as to the result of that discussion. As of 5 o'clock Monday evening, we had received no update. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Community leaders in Pittsburgh are rallying together to help out a family after they suffered a major loss in early March. Melanie Bailey is the head custodian at North Chatham Elementary School. And on Tuesday, March 3rd, her house burned down. Rex Willoughby owns and operates McDonald's in the area and says that this really hit home when he heard about the news.
Melody, she's the head custodian there. She's one of those polite people that every time you pass her in the hallway when you're dropping kids off in the morning. I have 2 kids that attend that school, but every time you pass by, she's always one to smile and speak, say hello.
He says they knew they had to act when they were reading the notice about the incident from the school.
It kind of struck my wife and I. She was reading the email to me and just kind of struck both of us that we felt like we needed to do something to help them out.
So tonight, if you're traveling through Pittsburgh, you can stop at McDonald's and help out the cause to help a family in need.
From 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m., we're going to donate 50% of all sales straight to Miss Bailey. We're just going to cut a check there at 8 o'clock or shortly after 8 o'clock for exactly half of sales. 36 Lowe's Drive. It's right in front of the Lowe's there in Pittsburgh, right off the bypass of 64. It's about a quarter of a mile or half a mile from Northwood High School.
Willoughby adds that if you want to donate more than that, they'll also have donation boxes to collect funds for Bailey and her family. And if you're not in the area but would like to help, a GoFundMe page has been set up to help raise funds. WCHL News Time, 6:12. More news in just a moment.
This hour of the WCHL Morning News is brought to you by the new Egg and I restaurant at East 54. Open at 6 a.m. Monday through Friday and serving the heartiest breakfast in town. Everybody's talking about the Egg and I.
Looking for a classic village lifestyle plus a sophisticated new home? Visit Stanley Martin Homes at Winmore, just off Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. Not only does Winmore offer a pool, playground, trails, and open space, your children can walk to Sewell Elementary and Chapel Hill High School. The UNC bus route stops at Winmore, right near Town Center, too. Stanley Martin Homes offers the best in energy efficiency and a choice of three beautiful designs at Winmore, starting in the 370s. Go see them or go to stanleymartin.com.
WCHL News Time is 6:12. UNC settled a lawsuit with learning specialist Mary Willingham for $335,000. WCHL has confirmed that figure was first reported by the Raleigh News and Observer. The lawsuit settlement was reached in late February. Rick White, UNC Associate Vice Chancellor for Communications and Public Affairs, provided the following statement upon reaching the settlement. And quoting here, the university settlement with Ms. Willingham resolves all of the outstanding legal issues in the case. We appreciate the efforts of the mediator to help us achieve a successful and timely conclusion to the mediation. We believe the settlement is in the best interest of the university and allows us to move forward and fully focus on other important issues. The settlement is pending final action to dismiss the case by Judge Boyle. Again, that is a statement from UNC Associate Vice Chancellor for Communications and Public Affairs, Rick White. This evening, the town of Carrboro celebrates a bicycle-friendly community from the League of American Bicyclists with, you guessed it, a community bike ride. That all begins at 5:45 p.m., followed by light refreshments at Town Hall. The Silver Award celebration featuring Mayor Lydia Lavelle and Heidi Perry of the Carrboro Bike Coalition will take place there from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. The town will get the Silver Award plaque at the Board of Aldermen meeting at 7:30. Carrboro is one of only 64 cities or towns nationwide and the only North Carolina community to be recognized by the League of American Bicyclists at the silver level. Orange County commissioners will talk solid waste and long-term spending when the board meets tonight. The board will discuss the five-year capital investment plan, which includes a $21 million jail, half a dozen new EMS substations, and funding for a new Southern Branch Library. They will also consider recommendations from the Solid Waste Advisory Group on how the towns, county, and UNC should collaborate on recycling and garbage disposal services. The group suggests levying a per-household fee ranging from $94 to $118 each year to fully fund solid waste operations. The board will meet tonight at 7 o'clock at the Southern Human Services Center here in Chapel Hill. Rules governing the hydraulic fracturing method for drilling natural gas are expected to take effect today. The set of 120 rules was developed by the State Mining and Energy Commission over nearly 2 years and approved in December by a separate state panel. With the fracking rules in place, companies interested in finding natural gas can start applying for fracking permits. A member of the Mining and Energy Commission, James Womack, says a company interested in fracking would first have to acquire the mineral rights for several hundred acres to create what's known as a drilling unit. Womack says he believes that at least some drilling will begin in North Carolina by the end of the year, though he cautioned that a driller could hit a snag at various points in the process. A three-judge panel has sided with Governor Pat McCrory and two of his predecessors in ruling the General Assembly violated North Carolina's Constitution by creating three commissions for which several members are appointed by legislative leaders. The Superior Court judges ruled on Monday the legislature was wrong last year in how it assembled the members membership of the Coal Ash Management Commission, which is overseeing the closure of Duke Energy's coal ash dumps. The ruling also struck down the membership of two other panels set to start up this summer, the Oil and Gas Commission and the State Mining Commission. The judges wrote in their decision that the commission's powers and duties are executive in nature. That means the legislative appointments cross the line into the powers of the executive branch. WCHL News Time 6:16. And time now for a look at traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Grendel Jewelers. Not a lot of traffic so far this morning. That situation will certainly change a little bit later on. And Nikki Morris is here to report on traffic as always. You'll be hearing from her in just a little while. In the meantime, if you know of something we're not reporting that we should be, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. Or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. But again, right now, everything is A-OK. Grendel Jewelers is always there for you. Go see Berkeley Grendel today and talk to him about that engagement ring you've been thinking about. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grendel's in the Village Plaza, right next door to Whole Foods. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, presented by Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. It is 52 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 52, partly sunny, high today in the low 80s. Tonight we're looking at mostly clear skies, much cooler, with a low in the middle 30s. Boy, it can really change. We're going to get all the way up into the 80s today and then all the way down into the middle 30s by tonight. That's a difference of close to 50 degrees in about a 12-hour period. 18-hour period, anyway. Wind gust up to 25 miles per hour tonight. And then tomorrow, we're looking at mostly sunny skies. Much cooler with a high only in the upper 50s. My goodness. Changing back and forth. Fill up each morning with Cruiser's Fresh Brewed Beans Cafe Coffee, cappuccino, and hot chocolate. You can make it your way every day. Guaranteed it tastes great. At Cruiser's, good to go. That's your traffic and weather together, 6:18 at WCHL. And let's move right on to WCHL Championship Sports. A lot to talk about this morning in sports. And, of course, we're right in the middle of all this basketball action. Selection Sunday was pretty exciting. It always provides a lot of attention on men's college basketball. And Carolina fans holding their breath to see how the Tar Heels would be seated and where they would go. But, of course, it's not only the UNC men's team that will be trying to make a run in the NCAA tournament. Hall of Fame coach Sylvia Hatzel's women's team received an at-large bid and was placed in a number 4 seed in the Greensboro region after the tournament bracket was announced on Monday afternoon. So the men are seeded number 4, and so are the women in their tournament. Carolina will continue its postseason with a match against 13th-seeded Liberty this Saturday morning at 11 o'clock in Chapel Hill. That's right. The Tar Heels will play the first 2 games of the tournament at home in historic Carmichael Arena. Boy, what a stroke of luck that is. A home game hosting position is huge for Coach Hatzel's team, who finished at 24-8 and spent the entire regular season ranked among the top 20 nationally. She says this is the perfect scenario for the Tar Heels to gain momentum and advance all the way through the big dance.
That was our goal, to be one of the top 16 teams, to host the first 2 rounds, and then to go to Greensboro. You know, stay at home. You know, we love Greensboro. We've played there a lot and all, and then on to Tampa.
Tampa, Florida is the host of this year's Final Four. The last 3 games before an NCAA women's basketball champion is announced. But before UNC reaches that mark, Carolina may have some challenges even in front of familiar crowds.
But also, you know, there's added pressure to playing at home, too, because, you know, people expect you to win. But the biggest thing is, you know, we're here for our fans, you know. Now we need our fans to help us fill this place up. Hey, what else are you going to do at 11 o'clock on Saturday morning, you know? I mean, you're too old to watch cartoons, you know. Well, I think they are. It's going to be too cold to play golf and everything like that. So what else are you going to do? Come on out, you know, and cheer us on to victory on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock.
Within Coach Hatchell's 950-plus winning career, she and UNC are no strangers to big NCAA tournament games. Her team has made 3 appearances in the Final Four and won the 1994 National Championship. Also, Carolina has advanced to at least the regional semifinal game in 14 of its last 19 NCAA tournament appearances. Most recently, last season, with the Tar Heels reached the Elite 8 as the number 4 seed. Their opponent, Liberty, was crowned the Big South Tournament champions for the 16th time in 19 years. Their longest stay in the NCAA NCAA Women's Tournament came in 2005 when the Flames advanced to the Sweet 16. Now, on Saturday morning, it'll be 2 weeks exactly since UNC has played a game after a heartbreaking overtime loss to Louisville in the ACC Tournament semifinals. Coach Hatchell says she's been keeping her players fresh throughout the break with constant scrimmaging and up-tempo practices.
We took off 3-4 days last week. We came back from the ACC tournament and we practiced. They went home. They were had Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday off, and then we practiced last night and today. And so they came back, and it gives them a break. They come back more fresh and, excited. And, it's like you break up the season. It's that regular season and the ACC's over. And now it's, NCAA tournament. It's a six-game season. And every game is so big and important.
And it's Coach Sylvia Hatchell speaking with Walter Storholt last night on the Sylvia Hatchell Show. The winner of the Saturday match will advance to face the winner of the first-round game between number 5 seed Ohio State and number 12 seed James Madison the following Saturday afternoon. But again, Carolina gets to play its first two games at home in Chapel Hill in Carmichael. On Tuesday, today, the Diamond Heels return home for a midweek game at Bosshammer Stadium with an in-state foe, the 9-5 Davidson Wildcats. Tar Heels are looking to recover from a rough week. Uncharacteristic losses in four of their past six games have dropped Coach Mike Fox and his UNC baseball team to number 22 in the polls and left them with a less than spectacular 12-7 overall record to go along with an average 3-3 mark in the ACC. Inefficiency out of the bullpen, along with the mix-and-match infield struggling to play solid defense behind their pitchers, has doomed the Tar Heels in recent weeks, especially with injuries to closer Riley Hovis, starting pitcher Benton Moss, and shortstop Wood Myers. One bright spot over the past few games for the team has been senior reliever Trevor Kelly, who's been Carolina's savior recently, according to Coach Fox. Kelly has made appearances in 8 consecutive games out of the bullpen, often coming in to escape tight jams. In 27 innings pitched this year, the most on the team by any pitcher, the Wilmington native has allowed just 3 earned runs. The Wildcats, on the other hand, come into today's contest having won 4 of their last 5. They're led by a lineup that includes 5 starters batting 300 or better, which ought to provide another interesting look for the Tar Heel pitching staff. Starting pitchers for the game are yet to be determined. First pitch today at the Bosch will be at 3 o'clock. Even with March Madness fully enveloping our area, the women's tennis team at Carolina is remaining in the headlines with their continued unbeaten stretch this season. The number 1 ranked Tar Heels went on the road and secured another win over the weekend, beating the counterparts from Louisville. That moves the Tar Heel women's tennis team to 17-0. UNC will return to the court this Friday afternoon to host Syracuse. The action gets started at 2:30 from Cone-Kin Field Tennis Center. And the Panthers have announced that they've signed former Kansas City Chiefs safety Kurt Coleman to a 2-year contract. Financial terms of that deal yesterday were not released. The 5'11", 200-pound Coleman has started 32 games during his 5-year NFL career, including 3 last season with the Chiefs, registering 37 tackles and 3 interceptions. He was a regular starter for the Philadelphia Eagles in 2011 and 2012. He has 258 career tackles and 10 interceptions for his career. The 26-year-old Coleman is expected to challenge veteran safety Roman Harper for a starting job. At safety, Coleman's best statistical season came in 2011 with the Eagles when he had 78 tackles and a career-high 5 interceptions. Panthers general manager Dave Gettleman previously said upgrading the secondary was one of the team's priorities during the offseason. That's a quick look at WCHL championship sports, and of course we'll have more next hour here on WCHL. It is NCAA tournament week. Tar Heel men start play on Thursday, and of course we'll have it for you right here on WCHL. As you probably already know, Tommy Amaker's team, Harvard, will be the opponent. And again, that down in Florida, we'll have it for you on WCHL. That's a quick look. We'll have more local news coming your way in just a few minutes here on WCHL. Good morning. It's 6:25.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Kyocera, intelligent printers and MFPs, customized apps and services, total document solutions, only from Kyocera. This is Charles Osgood. One of the many challenges that people who suffer from paralysis face is how to cope with being isolated from the outside world. But technology is helping in new ways all the time. Our CBS News colleague John Blackstone went to the DeYoung Museum in San Francisco, where some state-of-the-art robots are giving tours to people who can't make it to the museum themselves.
The DeYoung now has 2 robots that open the museum to those who could never come here in person. Henry Evans, who is almost completely paralyzed, worked with the museum to make touring by robot a reality.
The story after this.
You know what I didn't learn in law school? How much time is spent on documents? Preparing them, revising them, and scanning and routing them. And if all goes well, having my client sign them.
With intelligent printers and MFPs, customized apps and services, Kyocera Document Solutions helps you capture, distribute, and manage the many documents that matter.
Legal Documents 101. Now that ought to be a course.
If the document is important, the company is important. Learn more at KyoceraDocumentSolutions.com.
There is something very familiar about Ireland. The Emerald Isle holds clues to our past. Clues that tell the tale of who we are and where we came from. Imagine discovering your family's roots in Ireland. Now imagine visiting Ireland this year at a price you can afford. YMT Vacations has an incredible 12-day fully escorted tour of Ireland. On sale now for just $109 per person per day. Call 877-700-7938 to learn more about visiting Ireland this summer. That's 877-700-7938.
Don Blackstone, tell us more about Henry Evans.
Evans had a massive stroke in 2002. At the time, he was a Silicon Valley executive. He had a full life, an MBA from Stanford, and four children with his wife, Jane. Now, he is pretty much confined to his bedroom at home about 40 miles from San Francisco.
He can only move his head and one finger, but that is enough to log on to the Internet to guide a robot through the galleries of the DeYoung Museum.
A small spot on his eyeglass lens lets him move a computer cursor. Letter by letter, he spells out words, and the computer synthesizes his voice.
And what the robot sees, Evans can see.
If you want something, you look for options.
The robot enables him to enjoy fine art again, and he is pushing for robotics to help others with disabilities.
Is it worth all this technology to bring you here this way?
If you are able-bodied, you can, and do, experience these things all the time. And you probably take them for granted. But if you spend most of your life in bed, you cannot readily experience these things. And you don't take them for granted.
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
The rugged Samsung Galaxy S5 Active, exclusively from AT&T, stands up to most everything. Falls into the shallow end? No problem. Falls into a mud puddle? A-OK. Falls into a deep fryer. That's a no-no. Drop it in a mop bucket. Fine. Drop it in the chili con queso. No problemo. Drop it in a garbage disposal. Yeah, that's a problem. Rain shower. No biggie. Meteor shower? That would be a... no.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. Make the most of this school year and get the Samsung Galaxy S5 Active for zero down with AT&T Next. Exclusive to AT&T, the Galaxy S5 Active is engineered for your active lifestyle. Visit att.com or store for details.
Device meets military standards for water and shock resistance. Immersible to 3 feet for 30 minutes. Rinse residue shock resistant for drops or falls less than 4 feet on flat surface. AT&T Next requires qualified installment agreement, credit, and wireless service. Taxes, other charges, and restrictions apply.
Find the Triangle's best secondhand goods at the 53rd Annual Chapel of the Cross ABC Sale. But first, our attic, basement, and closet sale depends on your donations. Drop your donations in the circle at the Chapel of the Cross on East Franklin Street, now through Thursday. Bring your treasures, gently used clothing, furniture you no longer need, and all those wonderful eccentric items that make the ABC Sale one of the most popular events of the year in Chapel Hill. Visit thechapelofthecross.org for details.
Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate is a comprehensive support program for students in the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools. If you enjoy reading, going on walks, baking, or playing basketball with a child, then Blue Ribbon is the perfect opportunity for you. We're looking for volunteers to serve 2 hours a week for a minimum of 2 years. Contact Ramble Johnson at 919-918-2170, extension 5. Blue Ribbon thanks WCHL for supporting our program.
This is Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
Oh, good morning. It is 6:30 WCHL and the beginning of a really nice day, a really warm day, unbelievably warm. This forecast brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. It is 52 degrees right now, partly sunny. Our high today in the low 80s. It's going to warm up by about 30 degrees before we're done here. Tonight, mostly clear, much cooler, with a low all the way down to the middle 30s. A range of 50 degrees today. It's also going to be very windy later on in the day. But again, look for a high today in the 80s. The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM. WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com.
I'm Dave Barrett. Trouble on a United Airlines flight from Dulles International Airport to Denver. It had to turn back to Virginia after a passenger lost it.
No, come on.
Don't fight, David.
The captain told air traffic controllers at Dulles outside D.C.
We had a passenger becoming violent, no weapon involved. He's restrained by other passengers now, though. We don't know his mental condition, but sounds like he's restrained for now. We just need to get on the ground.
We're live with CBS's Vicki Barker with details.
Those details remain pretty sketchy, though the terrifying reality was captured on cell phone cameras, as you can hear. Shortly after United Flight 1074 left Washington Dulles Airport, the man got up from his seat and tried to storm the cockpit. His motive is still unclear. Police were waiting when the flight made its emergency landing, and he was taken to a nearby hospital for observation. Dave?
The other 32 passengers aboard that flight were being accommodated. They're supposed to fly out of Dulles today, bound for Denver. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the WCHL Morning News is brought to you by the new Egg and I Restaurant at East 54. Open at 6 a.m. Monday through Friday, 7 on weekends, serving breakfast and lunch. Everybody's talking about the Egg and I.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
632, 52 degrees in Chapel Hill. Good morning, I'm Rod Stutz. Carborough Alderman will vote on an extension for the Shelton Station project when the board gets together tonight. Shelton Station is a mixed-use project planned for North Greensboro Street. It was originally approved in 2013, but it's still awaiting final site plan approval. Developers say they hope to break ground this spring, but they're asking for a one-year extension of the condition use permit just in case they are not able to meet that deadline. Alderman will also hear recommendations from the Solid Waste Advisory Group on potential new fees for recycling and garbage disposal. The board will meet tonight at Carborough Town Hall, and today is all in all a very exciting day in Carborough. They have all that other special festivity going on before the regular meeting tonight because Carborough is a bike-friendly community. The League of American Bicyclists is honoring Carborough as a bicycle-friendly community, and there's a community bike ride starting at 5:45 today. And again, the Carborough Board of Aldermen meeting will begin at 7:30. Mayor Lydia Lavelle will be participating and leading that bike ride. Former Carolina baseball teammates are joining forces once again to fight childhood cancer. Former Tar Heel catcher Chase Jones tells WCHL's Blake Hodge that the fight against childhood cancer is personal for him.
As a baseball player at the University of North Carolina, my freshman year of school, I was diagnosed with brain cancer and saw the first thing I realized what childhood cancer was treated right there on campus at the NC Children's Hospital, and quickly realized not only how bad childhood cancer was, but also we had to do something to combat it. And so we, as a baseball team, began to shave heads to raise funds and learn that we had a platform as student-athletes to do something. That translated to, after graduation, realizing that this couldn't just be contained to just Chapel Hill, but this could work actually all over the country. So now we work with hundreds of teams across the country, ranging from youth league sports to high schools to minor league baseball and everywhere in between, all funding childhood cancer efforts nationwide.
I remember that Carolina baseball team that all shaved their heads in solidarity, trying to spread the message there against childhood cancer. And one of your teammates on that team, now third baseman for the Seattle Mariners, Kyle Seager, you've teamed up once again in this battle. How does Kyle play into this?
So Kyle was a longtime teammate, obviously, and a very close friend, and one of the first people to really come and visit me when I was diagnosed. And we've got a lot of great stories from whatever reason of during my treatment and him being really by my side for a lot of it. And as he's progressed through the Mariners organization and really now in the big leagues, he and his wife Julie have been wanting to do something to give back. We collaborated this spring on a pretty cool concept where people can actually pledge per hit that he has this year, and all the proceeds are benefiting versus cancer. And so along with each pledge, there's particular levels of giving where if you pledge 50 cents, you get a T-shirt from us. If you pledge a dollar, you get a signed ball. And the big level, if you pledge $5 per hit that he has this season, the Seagers are actually donating a suite at a Mariners game close to September. So it's just a really cool way to not only be a big fan of Kyle and Julie Seeger for what they're doing, but also embrace the idea that we can help children with cancer if it's just using a statistic in the game of baseball to do so.
How is that money going to be used? How is that going to be routed through actually getting into research or helping in any way that it can?
Yeah, so we're sticking with our model of every dollar that we give, half of the proceeds go to National Child Cancer Research, and the other half goes back to a local children's hospital. So in this case, with Kyle and Julie being in Seattle, we're actually funding projects within Seattle Children's Hospital. So it's going to be pretty cool. I mean, we're funding every aspect of how a child goes through cancer, from the moment they step into a hospital to the actual drugs they receive on the back end, knowing that we're going to help them beat this thing.
How can we just give if we wanted to just help out? Can we just give the credit card information over and donate that way as well?
Absolutely, yeah. You can definitely just donate to the campaign for sure, which a lot of people do. I think everybody identifies it, which is pretty cool. But honestly, you can pledge anywhere from 10 cents up. So it's kind of interesting. We're all becoming Seeger fans this year. Hopefully a lot of more Mariners fans here in Chapel Hill.
Ackley out there too, right?
Ackley is out there too, yeah. And Brian Rand's in AAA with the Mariners. So there's a lot of faces that are right there.
All right, Ed, how can we donate then?
The website is just SeegerVersusCancer.org. So Seeger, S-E-A-G-E-R-V-S, cancer.org. And it'll route right to the website, and you can see right on there. You can pledge or donate right online.
Is there a stated goal with this in terms of funding, and where do we stand with
that? Yeah, we actually just had to up it. So our original goal was $30,000 to be raised and pledged, and we passed that this morning in just 2 weeks. So we didn't really want to up it, but we figured we got all season long, so we might as well set the goal high. So our new goal is $50,000. And the good thing about this, too, is that Kyle and Julie are matching the first 100 people to pledge. So they are in this as much as the next person, where they're actively trying to fight this thing. So they matched the first 100 people to pledge, which we just passed that number. So pretty cool.
The dedication there from a car outside of a parking lot of a Harris Teeter in Burlington.
Yeah,
Chase
exactly.
Jones.
Exactly.
That is Chase Jones. I have had the opportunity to talk with him before as well, and he is really an inspiring kind of guy with a good heart. You can find a link to donate to the cause on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. So check out the story there. A state Republican Party leader has filed a massive document demand upon Attorney General Roy Cooper, going back to his first year in statewide office as the Democrat prepares for a gubernatorial campaign next year. GOP Executive Director Todd Poole sent to Cooper on Monday a request under the public records law. Among the documents sought include correspondence between the Attorney General's office and former Governors Mike Easley and Beverly Perdue, and with former Lieutenant Governor Walter Dalton going all the way back to 2001. The party also wants all emails sent and received from Cooper's official email address and private address related to official work, as well as correspondence from his office with legislators. Public record requests of elected officials by a rival group or individual are not uncommon in advance of campaigns. The General Assembly has decided a North Carolina environmental panel doesn't have to create its own air pollution rules for fracking, after all, if it finds existing federal and state regulations are adequate. The Senate gave final approval on Monday night to an adjustment of the 2012 law authorizing hydraulic fracturing for drilling natural gas and directing exploration rules be created. The House gave its okay last week. It goes to Governor Pat McCrory's desk for review after the Senate's 39-10 vote. Supporters say the change was needed now because the other fracking rules take effect today, opening the door to applications. But the Environmental Management Commission has yet to create air toxics regulations for fracking. Drilling opponents say the bill makes it less likely top-notch emissions restrictions will occur. WCHL News Time is 6:39, and I don't know if you've actually thought about this, but today is St. Patrick's Day, and I want to wish a happy St. Patrick's Day to you. Nikki Morse.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that.
And Nikki is wearing green today.
I am.
I therefore, or on the other hand, or not. But I completely forgot when I woke up this morning. So what does that mean? Am I condemned or something?
I don't know. You're just going to get pinched a lot, I think.
Oh, gosh. Come on. I think I do have green.
Stop it. Stop it. Don't even go there. Socks? Okay, good. Okay.
Yeah, I got green on my socks.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
So, hey, I'm saved.
Yay!
Yeah, because I don't want to get pinched. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Oh, everything all right with you?
Yeah, doing great.
All right.
It's Tuesday.
Happy St. Patty's Day to everybody. Yeah, yeah, it really is Tuesday. We're into the week here, and it's going to be kind of an exciting week with both the NCAA tournaments cranking up, men and women, and, you know, that's always an exciting time of the year. Lots of stuff going on here at the radio station.
So, absolutely.
So always happy to be a part of that. And Nikki Morse, of course, bouncing around from one wall to the next. And drinking several cups of coffee already this morning, so
you got to do it.
I'm
gotta
glad you were able to settle down enough to come in here and talk to me.
Oh, thank you.
So, would you do me a favor and take a look at traffic in just a few minutes?
I might be able to handle that.
Really appreciate that.
Sure.
By the way, in the meantime, if you'd like to call Nikki this morning and tell her about anything having to do with traffic, then you can do that. You can also tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro, and she loves talking to people. So.
Yes, it makes my day.
And besides, it helps her wake up. 641 at WCHL. Today's commentary from Matt Bailey is on the way next.
Are you a woman looking for prenatal care? Or are you pregnant and wondering where to deliver your baby? Come to UNC Family Medicine. We deliver our babies at the North Carolina Women's Hospital, the very first public teaching hospital in North Carolina to receive prestigious international recognition as a baby-friendly birth facility. So, if you are looking for outstanding care, look no further than UNC Family Medicine, caring for the course of your life. Call 966-0210 for an appointment.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. People often ask me about the price of gasoline and what they can do to save at the pump. Right now, you can save 6 cents per gallon when you sign up for an ExxonMobil Rewards smart card at Cruisers. When you use the card, we save on credit card fees and pass the savings along to you. Think of the savings each time you fill up and beyond. Stop by any of our 24 convenient area locations and we'll sign you up.
Save 6 cents per gallon when you sign up for the ExxonMobil smart card. Cruisers, good to go.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial position is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. Our station website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen anywhere in the world with live streaming. This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. 97.9 FM, 1360 AM, WCHL.
Good morning, 644. We have 52 degrees in Chapel Hill, and we're going up to the 80s today.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Matt Bailey. The construction fences are going up where the old movie theater once stood as work begins on Village Plaza Apartments in the new Ephesus Fordham District. Before we all start having to look a little harder for a parking space at Whole Foods, though, let's clear up some lingering myths about Ephesus Fordham. Myth 1. These new buildings will make your house flood. Fact. Ephesus Fordham enacts some of the strictest stormwater management standards in all of Chapel Hill. There were virtually no stormwater standards when we paved over the area for parking lots decades ago. When it rains, the water that leaves Village Plaza Apartments will flow much slower and contain far fewer pollutants than it does today on that site. Myth 2. Our schools will be flooded with new students that will cost us too much money. Fact. Students of Greenbridge and 140 West said the exact same thing. Do you know how many school kids those places added? Greenbridge, 2. 140 West, 1. I've met her, by the way. She's a nice kid. Village Plaza Apartments will, however, provide the kind of homes many young professionals want, along with tax-paying stores and restaurants. Myth 3. The changes in Ephesus Fordham are bad for the environment.
Really?
What environmental awards are all those parking lots winning us today?
The fact is, walking is better for the environment than driving, and if you want an area to be walkable, stuff has to be close enough together to walk to it.
Myth 4. The building will be ugly.
Well, now that's an opinion we can debate about. Personally, I don't think Village Plaza Apartments will be the most gorgeous building in town, but the real question is, will Village Plaza Apartments serve us better than the vacant lot that's been sitting there for over a decade?
I'd say, yes.
But if you still think Village Plaza Apartments is such an eyesore that you just can't bear to look at it, here's a suggestion. Don't live in it.
This is Matt Bailey.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams is brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Carolina will be on the way to Jacksonville, Florida later today for Thursday night's matchup with Harvard in the NCAA tournament. What were Tar Heel head coach Roy Williams' initial reactions when he saw his team was the number four seed in the West? Facing the Crimson?
Well, I was hoping we could slide into the third spot. It's a four. That's what it is. We go play. I really, really enjoy and like Tommy Amaker. Competed against him when he was at Duke. I was an assistant here. Talked to Tommy on the road all the time. I think he's a marvelous person. Has done a really nice job there. And our team will be focused on Harvard. We won't be looking past them.
My name is Carson, and I'm 10 years old. I was just 5 months old when my daddy was taken to Nobody by a drunk driver. When I think about my dad, it makes me sad that I never got to know him. It would have been so cool to play basketball with him and for me to just be able to give him a hug. I didn't get to hear him say how much he loved me. I miss my daddy every day. If your plans include alcohol, please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every kid deserves to grow up with a daddy?
It's never too early to talk with your kids about the dangers of alcohol, but it can be too late. In North Carolina, almost 27,000 violent crimes are committed every year when kids and alcohol mix. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking. Visit talkitoutnc.org.
Carolina fell to Notre Dame in the ACC championship game on Saturday night, but there are plenty of things to be excited about with the Heels heading to the NCAA tournament.
Getting a little healthier, which always makes it easier. And then the other thing, I think we gained something during the ACC tournament. I think we, at times, really played very, very well. Showed some toughness, in four days, and I think that we were fresh on the fourth game because we wanted to be fresh mentally, so I liked the toughness of it, too.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by the North Carolina ABC Commission. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking.
Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL, and this traffic report is brought to you this morning by Glass Half Full. Now, here is Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. 86, 54, 15, 501, all doing well. No problems as you head over to I-40 this morning. 40 eastbound, if you've got an early morning flight, maybe you're heading to the RTP, is good to go. 86 at the airport. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Call us at 967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
All right, good job, and thank you so much. Happy St. Patty's Day again.
Back at you.
The lucky the Irish be with you, or go with you, or whatever they say.
I'll take all I can get.
Glass Half Full is a friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too, at Glass Half Full. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. It looks pretty weird, actually. It's 52 degrees right now. Look for a high today in the low 80s. That's right, low 80s today. And tonight, the low in the middle 30s. A 50-degree swing. Mostly clear skies tonight, much cooler. Low in the middle 30s and some strong winds as well. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, much cooler with a high in the upper 50s. So, you know, if you don't like the weather 1 minute, wait. It'll change. Go figure. Just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I'll tell you what, the way the weather goes sometimes. The Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bars, where you can savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients, created by Executive Chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. All right, celebrity birthdays and Freddie Kiger's tribute quiz on the way right after this. There are many reasons people sell gold and silver to Jewel Recycle in University Mall. Inheritance of unwanted jewelry and flatware, gifts from the ex, downsizing, or just for a little extra cash. But did you know the manufacturer of an average gold ring creates more than 20 tons of mining waste? Selling unused jewelry is the green thing to do. Jewel Recycle in University Mall is the Triangle's top gold buyer. Visit them for a no-obligation, generous offer. Also on the web at jewelrecycle.com.
Every Saturday and Sunday to a wide range of programming, from health to business to the arts to career and financial advice. The lineup includes...
On behalf of your health, I'm Dr. Adam Goldstein.
And I'm Dr. Christy Page.
Welcome to Who's Talking. This is D.G. Martin.
Welcome to this episode of Caring Connections. This is your host, Nicole Bruno.
Hi, this is Kristen Heemstra. Welcome to the Art of Potential show.
This is John Stillman with the Financial Safari.
Welcome to another edition of Side Dish. I'm Jay White. I'm here with my co-host, Liz Cooper.
Welcome to Sports Focus. I'm Charlie Tuggle.
This is Sharon Hill. Welcome to Today's Business.
The Tokyo Rosenthal Program!
Good afternoon. This is Phaedra Kelly at the Art Spot at WCHL.
That's our weekend lineup every Saturday and Sunday here on WCHL 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, your news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Time now for birthdays on WCHL. The former national chairwoman of the NAACP, Merle Evers Williams, is 82 today. Former NASA astronaut Ken Mattingly is 79. Paul Kantner, rock and roll, 74 years old today. Singer-songwriter Jim Weatherly is 72. John Sebastian, leader of the 11 Spoonful, is 71 today. Let's see here. Actor Patrick Duffy is 66, famous for his role on Dallas as Bobby. Actor Kurt Russell is 64 today. Actor Gary Sinise is 60. Former basketball and baseball player Danny Ainge is 56 years old today. Actor Rob Lowe is 51. I guess that's birthday boy Rob Lowe. Billy Corgan is 48 years old today. Smashing Pumpkins. And also soccer player Mia Hamm, famous right here in Chapel Hill as Carolina star and international soccer star. Mia Hamm, 43 years old today. Got a local celebrity celebrating a birthday today, Ben Gelman Chomsky. Ben Gelman used to work right here at WCHL. Happy birthday, Ben, from all of us at WCHL.
Rock and roll!
Tuesday.
Yes, it is.
Freddie Kiger and Ron Sutz here.
Yeah, we good?
Yeah.
Actually, the tournament begins today, the NCAA, with, you know, the play-in rounds.
Yeah.
UNC Baseball hosting Davidson at 3 p.m.
Yep.
I know we're in the... get on over to the Bosch.
Yeah. Exciting experience.
Yeah.
Watching Tar Heel baseball, especially at home when they're playing in beautiful Bosch Amber Stadium.
It's a great place to go.
But also, it's an exciting time of the year where everybody's gathered around the TV watching all those games all over the country.
Well, you just take your iPad over and or your smartphone and watch baseball while you're watching NCAA.
There you go. That's a good idea.
You can mix and match.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
We'd like to do that.
But, of course, today is Rock and Roll Tuesday, and
yes,
so
it is.
You ready to cut straight to the chase?
Yes. Why not?
On this very day, with number one hits as our category,
you want me to play a song again today?
If it ain't broke, don't fit.
Yeah, let's do that.
We're gonna play a tune that was number one on this very, very day, March 17th, which is also Happy St. Patty's Day.
Oh, okay.
Back in 1975.
1975 was number one.
40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm handing Ron the
single, and actually on the single that I have, flip it over to the B side and play that, because that's the number one tune today. Give us the name of the song and the group.
All right, help me out here. I'm not looking at it.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
put it on the turntable.
You got the name? You got it.
Yeah. I got it? Okay. Go. Here we go, everybody. Let's listen to it. All right, wow, I know what this is, but it might take a minute here because it starts up very quietly. Now, you probably know what it is. What's the name of the song? What's the name of the artist? 919-929-WCHL is your number to call. All right, I guess that's probably all we ought to do. That's a pretty recognizable song there. Call me, tell me the name of the artist and the name of the band, and you can be our winner.
Well, I built me a raft.
Hang on a second, Freddie. Don't give it away. Let's just hang on just for a minute here.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Kristen Rogers is the social worker at UNC Healthcare. She's been working with women who really needed help in the Horizons program.
The Horizons Residential Program is part of the actual University Department of the OBGYN, and we have two residential programs for women and their children who suffered with substance abuse issues. The women come and reside in our residential program for 12 months with their children, and we work with them on a variety of different issues, including their parenting, DBT, or other substance abuse issues.
Kristen Rogers is a very special person, and she's today's WCHL hometown hero. She says this can be rewarding work.
It's very stressful, but it is rewarding when you see the changes that occur in people's lives and how much better their lives become because of all the work they do themselves.
Kristen works with a variety of women.
I teach at least 2 to 3 groups every week with all the clients working on their job readiness skills. Some clients come in with no high school education at all, and some come in with college or postgraduate degree. Substance abuse is a disease that affects people of all ages, races, color, all of that. It affects all of us, and the people that I deal with and teach the classes to come to me with different skill sets, with different abilities, and different needs, and so I work with them on better preparation for themselves as they move forward to self-sufficiency and employment and education.
The Horizons program has some very definite goals.
Focus primarily on sobriety, handling the substance abuse issues. They also focus on teaching people about professionalism. Then it also works on their parenting and bringing the family unit back together in a healthy manner.
The bottom line is Kristen Rogers always wanted to help people.
I did. I actually grew up overseas with parents who were missionaries, and so I saw my parents doing that kind of work where they were helping people who were underserved and really needed assistance. And so that's always been a love of mine, to just see people go from a not so great place to getting it better and better and better. And so that's always been really high on my priority list, is to be of assistance to others.
Kristen Rogers was nominated by Mike Comvis for today's recognition. It's easy to see why Kristen is today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
All right, 658. Okay, Freddie, go right ahead.
Well, I built me a raft and is ready for floating. Oh, Mississippi. Now I'm calling you home.
Well, Doobie Brothers.
Doobie Brothers,
yeah.
And
Blackwater.
Blackwater.
It was number one on this date, and that is the answer to our question this morning. And congratulations to Kevin Shields, who called in with the answer to that question right away. I think he heard about 2 notes, and he knew what it was. So let's play just a little bit of this here. Kevin Shields gets a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. Kevin knows his music. Here we go.
Keep rolling on past the sea.
Isn't that a nice song?
Oh, Blackwater, keep on rolling.
Mississippi, won't you keep
keep on shining on.
All right, that's Rock and Roll Tuesday, and Freddie will be back with another question tomorrow morning on WCHL.
This hour of the WCHL Morning News is brought to you by the new Egg and I Restaurant at East 54, open at 6 a.m. Monday through Friday and serving the heartiest breakfast in town. Everybody's talking about the Egg and I.
At 7 o'clock.
You're listening to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.